So now, the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus, no condemnation, free from the law of sin and death, walk not after the flesh, the Spirit that raised up Christ, He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Now then, cursed is everyone that hangs upon a tree. So, let's turn to the next book, Joshua. So now we only have two left of the originals. Joshua and Caleb, the men of faith. And Joshua said, I'm now 84 years old and I'm stronger than I was 40 years ago when I got here. Give me the mountain. And Joshua was the one. He was to Moses what John was to Jesus. Joshua went everywhere he went. He'd follow him up the side of the mountain and go just as close as he could and just wait there for him. And when Aaron did what he did and then lied about it, he said, I don't know. We threw that gold in there and that calf just jumped down. Well, you know, younger brothers, they... While I'm at it, Moses did not stutter. The problem there... Moses was in that desert. Aaron never left Egypt. Now, Moses was raised speaking Egyptian. But he got off out there in that desert. And when he got back, and you know, it'd be after 40 years, you haven't heard that language. So Aaron would talk for him. So, and for a long time, I thought the man just stuttered, but he didn't. He stammered around at that Egyptian language. It had been so long since he'd heard it. So, now here's the book of Joshua. And, oh, there's so much here. Then we found out that it was like God said when he talked to Rahab. And we've heard how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea for you when you came out of Egypt and what you did under the two kings of the Amorites that were on the other side of Jordan, Sihon and Og, whom you utterly destroyed. And as soon as we heard these things, our hearts did melt. Neither did there remain any more courage in any man because of you. The Lord your God is God in heaven above. They had it won. They gave them 40 years to regroup and raise up another family that was not afraid of them. So now they had to fight their way through there. But it was just like God had said it would be. Had they come back with a good report and not moaned and groaned about that. But then that got them out of the desert. Finally, the Lord said, I'm paraphrasing, I've had all Azebel's murmuring I'm going to take. You tell them all of them are going to die 20 years old and older. From 20 years old down, I'll biggle the army out of them. And he did. And David came out of that. So, let's go over here to the 8th chapter. Now remember, cursed is everyone that hangs on a tree. The 23rd verse, the king of Ai, they took alive and brought him to Joshua. And it came to pass Israel had made an end of slaying all the inhabitants of Ai in the field and the wilderness wherein they chased them. And when they were all fallen to the edge of the sword and they were consumed, that all the Israelites returned unto Ai and smote it with the edge of the sword, so that it was that it fell that day, both men, women, 12,000 and all the men of Ai, Joshua drew not his hand back wherewith he stretched out the spear until he had utterly destroyed all the inhabitants of Ai. Only the cattle and the spoil of that city Israel took for prey unto themselves according to the word of the Lord which commanded Joshua. Joshua burnt Ai, made it a heap forever, even a desolation unto this day. The king of Ai, he hanged on a tree even till eventide. And as soon as the sun went down, Joshua commanded that they should take his carcass down from the tree and cast it on the entering of the gate of the city and raised thereupon a heap of stones that remain to this day. He hung on a tree. Now, verse 33, and all of Israel and their elders and officers and their judges stood on this side of the ark and on that side of the priests of the Levites which bore the ark of the covenant of the Lord as a stranger and so forth and so on. And that was born among them, half of them over against Mount Gerizim and half of them against Ebal and Moses and the servant of the Lord. It happened right there. The king of Ai, right there between those two mountains, hung on a tree. Right there in that place. Why is it so quiet in here? Right there in that place. Right there in that spot. They hung him on a tree and pierced him. Fell on a stake. That's where he died. Now turn with me to Galatians chapter 3. with verse 1, chapter 1, Paul, an apostle, not of men, neither by man, but by Jesus Christ and God the Father who raised him from the dead and all the brethren which be with me unto the churches of Galatia. Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ who gave himself for our sins that he might deliver us from the present evil world according to the will of God our Father to whom be glory forever, ever. Amen. I marvel that you're so soon removed from him that calls you unto the grace of Christ unto another gospel, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and prevent the gospel of Christ. And though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. Now, the word faith is used in this letter 20 times in this little letter. And like I said earlier, sit down and read it. You might just get a clean Bible you hadn't marked up. And just sit down and just read it. It's a letter. And get the New King James where the these and the thous are gone. You can't keep marking it up. Now, chapter 3, verse 2, this only would I learn of you, received ye the spirit of whether the works of the law or by the hearing of faith. Are you so foolish, having begun in the spirit, are you now made perfect by the flesh? Have you suffered so many things in vain? If it yet be in vain, he therefore that ministers to you the Spirit and works miracles among you, does he by the works of the law, by the hearing of faith? Even as Abraham believed God and it was accounted unto him for righteousness, know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham. And the scripture foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith preached. The scripture preached. It'll preach to you today. If you meditate it and study it, it'll talk to you. The scripture preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, in thee shall all nations be blessed. So then they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. For as many as are free of the works of the law are under the curse. For it is written, cursed is everyone that continues not in all things which were written in this book of the law to do them. But that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God, it's evident, for the just shall live by faith. The law is not of faith, but the man that does them shall live in them. Cursed, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangs on a tree. Ai, the king of Ai, was the example. I'm telling you, that was the picture of Jesus being hung on that tree and pierced for the stake. And what did they do to Ai? They burned it to the ground. Smile. Read the back of the book. We win. Yeah. You know? Well, come on. You go back to the Revelation where it said, the end. And we'll be there one day. We'll be there one day, I'm telling you. I'll tell you what excites me is when Jesus sat down there and has said, handle me, a spirit hath not flesh and bone as you see me have. Do you have anything to eat? And he sat down and he ate some fish and a honeycomb. Yes. Amen. So his body worked just as well as it ever did before. It just didn't have any blood in it. The glory of God was flowing through his veins. Yeah. And you and I are going to be considerably better looking without all these scars and all this beat up stuff. I tell you, I got scars all over me. And sometimes I just look at them and think, that's stupid. Yeah. Now, I got over into archery. And I still am, unfortunately. And, boy, I'm telling you, if my forefathers had had the thing like I have now, it would have been a different story. Maybe. Now, the guys still had all the guns, but anyway, you know. But I just had a longbow. And I'd take it part of the way to school with me and then pick it up on the way back home, and I had a little quiver with me. And I was out in the backyard, and I was practicing with it. I just happened to see that scars, or you know, so. And I had an arrow that was cracked, and I didn't know it. And I pulled it up there and let it go. And the arrow broke, and a piece of it went through my thumb right there, and it's just sticking out here. Daddy! And he came out, and blood just going all over my hand. He said, well, it's not too bad. I said, really? Well, it went in this way. He went and got the pliers. And somebody, he could peel off like that and just pulled it all the way the rest of the way through. Well, that worked out okay. Well, then, okay. Well, I stayed with that and got into archery kind of competition. But, whew. I got me a Benjamin Pump BB gun. I'm telling you. Pump that thing up about 6-8 times. Man. So my dad had put up with me. Oh, man. He'd come home. I said, come on. I got my new Benjamin Pump. Okay, get in the car. So we got out in the country there a little ways. Anything that would land and stop on a post, I'd shoot at it, you know. Particularly field locks, they're yelling at a little target right in front of them. Poor birds got around me. Anyway, so I was sitting there, and it had a safety on it. My dad said, put that safety down. I'll do that. I bounced along there. I said, Daddy, I shot myself. He said, well, is it bad? I said, well, yeah, it's bad. said, okay, let's go see Dr. Adams. Well, that BB, it was almost through the skin on top of my arm. I could see it. I thought, well, this is not going to be any big deal. It didn't hurt. I didn't feel it. But it went through that muscle sticking out of there. So when Dr. Adams laughed, I didn't appreciate that too much. he reached over there and got a scaffold, you know, and that BB just popped out. I said, give me that. No, he said, that's nasty. Okay. So he got some gauze. I wasn't liking the looks of this. Well, what does this have to do with the message? Not much. Had I obeyed my dad, I wouldn't have been in that doctor's office. Had they obeyed God in the first place. So he strung that gauze up in that hole, and he just poured alcohol on each end of the gauze and seesawed it back up and down in there. I was doing all right up until then. Come on. He pulled it out and put another one in there and left it. This is not looking good. The life of A.W. Copeland. Every time he came home is something. And so he said, you come back and see me, you know, in a few days, whatever it was. So went back over there. I thought, well, what now? And so I got over there, and so he just yanked it out. And he put another one in there. And he seesawed that one. I said, what are you doing? He said, Kenneth, that BB's nasty and greasy. I said, I don't care what it was. It's gone. Disobedience is a terrible thing. He put another string in there. And then when I went over there the last time, he put another one in there and seesawed it around and cleaned it out and put a little Band-Aid on each side. I've been Band-Aided. Man, cut and fallen down. The obedience to God, very careful obedience to the one who loved you more than his own life, is precious. Yes. He is love personified. Yes. Nowhere in the Bible says he's power. It does say he is love. Yes. And he's complete, total, absolute goodness. Yes. No badness, no darkness in him.
Praise God.
He's not a man that he should lie. Yes. The Son of Man that he should repent. But when the Son of Man came, he could lie and refuse to. That's what makes him so important. Yes. Lived a sinless life. And went to hell so we don't have to go.
Praise God.
Our substitute. Our substitute.
Yes.
He went to hell so we don't have to. He was made sick so we don't have to be. He was made the righteousness of, we were made the righteousness of God in him.
Yes.
We had no righteousness of our own. Right standing with him. And you walk with him and learn him and listen to him. And you look back over the years and you begin to realize he has given me everything that I really desired in my life. This little book of Galatians. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. Being made a curse for me. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangs on a tree. Deuteronomy 21:23. And if a man have committed sin worthy of death, to be put to death, and thou hang him on a tree, his body shall not remain all night upon the tree, but you shall anywise bury him that day. For he that is hanged is accursed of God, that the land be not defiled, which the Lord thy God giveth thee for an inheritance. You cannot separate spiritual law from physical law. It is tied inevitably together. And so all of these things were said, and then that happened to Jesus. So now here we are again. Why? We read the blessing. Now, any time that I conduct a wedding, or any time Pastor George conducts one, or we do one together, which we've done a number, the bride and groom, once they're married, then I serve communion to both of them for the first time in their lives as man and wife. And then I go to there and read the blessing. This is the blessing of Abraham on this new household. Hallelujah. And there it is. Now notice here it is. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone that hangs on a tree, so that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith, or what the Spirit promised to Abraham. Through faith. Brethren, I speak after the manner of men, though it be but a man's covenant. Yet, if it be confirmed, no man disannuls or adds thereto. Now, to Abraham and his seed were the promises made. He saith not, and to seeds as of many, but as of one, and to only one seed, which is Christ. My. Come on down here. Verse 26. For you all are the children of God by faith in Jesus Christ. For as many as you have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither bond nor free. There is neither male nor female. For you're all one in Christ Jesus. And if you be Christ or in Christ, then are you Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. Whew. Oh my. I have no way to count the times over the years. Many, 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 many years, many, 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 many times. No, that's under the curse. You can't put that on me. Don't even think you can. It's just part of our vocabulary. Amen. It's part of our vocabulary. Yes. No, devil, you can't do it. Right. Christ redeemed me from that. Right. No, he redeemed me that. That's a curse of the law. Get it off of me. Right. And when that little place on my hand there was diagnosed as malignant, that's the first thing I went, no. And when they said malignant, so that's a name. So read the book of Philippians. It has to bow its knee to the name of Jesus. Because God highly exalted him and gave him his name, which is above every name that's named. Heaven and earth, none of the earth. We're redeemed.
When you pray, believe you receive it. Not after you see it, not after you feel it. When you pray, believe you receive it, and you will have it.
Join us for the Chattanooga Victory Campaign with Kenneth Copeland and Jerry Savelle, June 22nd through the 24th. Register at kcm.org/TN today.
You have a free resource to help you study and apply the Bible-based truths you just heard. Download the BVOV Broadcast Study Notes today at kcm.org/notes. Collect the notes from each week and use them in a group Bible study. Use the message outline to teach from. Discuss the scriptures and key points with your family of believers. Gain understanding from all the teachings on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Get the whole week of notes today at kcm.org/notes.
Hello, I'm Larry Warren. Every Friday is offering day on the Believer's Voice of Victory. This is an opportunity for you to sow into the word you've heard and received this week. Galatians 6, 6 and 8 explains it as sharing the good things you've experienced with those who've taught you in the word. As you sow in response to God, you reap a harvest and others are blessed by the preaching of the word. 2 Corinthians 9, 8 shares the life of a cheerful giver. God is able to make all grace abound towards you, that you always having all sufficiency in all things may abound to every good work. Thank you, partners, for your prayers and financial support. Kenneth and Gloria Copeland love you and pray for you every day. Because of you and the faithfulness of Jesus, Kenneth Copeland Ministries has been able to send the uncompromised word of faith from the top of the world to the bottom and all the way around the middle. We believe for a great harvest from the seeds you're sowing today. Let me pray over your offering. Father, on behalf of the Lord Jesus, your anointed one, and by his anointing, I bless those who've responded to this opportunity to sow. And I speak over their harvest, saying, every good thing that they've done is coming back to them by the Lord of heaven and earth, Jesus, the Lion and the Lamb, 100-fold. Amen and amen. The mission of Kenneth Copeland Ministries is to minister the word of faith by teaching believers who they are in Christ Jesus and taking them from the milk of the word to the meat and from religion to reality. We are called to build the body of Christ by equipping and maturing believers to know how to use their faith. If you would like to become a partner with Kenneth Copeland Ministries, connect with us today at kcm.org/partner. We'll see you again next time. This is Brother Larry reminding you that God loves you, we sure love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Kenneth and Gloria Copeland would like to thank you for sowing into Kenneth Copeland Ministries. To text to give, text the letters KCM to 36609. Together with you, we are sending the word of faith to families around the world.